The Bethel Deliverance app is now available to download for free at Apple Store and Google Play. You can tune into Sunday services through live stream, view video sermons on demand, listen to audio messages through podcasts, send prayer requests, communicate through social media, and you can contribute to the ministry simply by using today's technology. Get access to all of Bethel's media outlets and church events right at your fingertips. Go to the Apple Store or Google Play and download Bethel Deliverance to get connected today.
If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
What is this? It's a chair. It's three-dimensional. It's a little worn. You see it. It occupies space. It exists. Therefore, it is real. There's a chair over here. Why do you sit in a chair? Rest, comfort. There's a chair over here. You don't see it. Doesn't occupy space. It's not three-dimensional. Works in the fourth dimension. You can't see it. God says you're seated, but you don't see it. And so you wander around trying to find a rest that's been given to you. You wander around trying to find prosperity that's been given to you. You're trying to find money that's already been given to you, and you're making excuses for not having, because you're operating from that kingdom. That kingdom operates on sight and feeling. It operates on logic. This kingdom does not. Find out how it works. Today, very quickly, we're going to address the wonder of faith. You know, faith is wonderful. Really? Do you really know that it's wonderful? Do you know it was designed for one purpose? To please God? That was it? And all of your so-called holy living, absencing yourself from transgressions, while those things are important, the only thing the Bible says that pleases God is faith. Which means you can be Pharisaical in your life and have no faith. Jesus said, find out how it works. How does it work? How does it work? How many of you fly? How many of you understand the law of lift and thrust? Just a few of you. More hands were up about flying. Those of you who understand the law of lift and thrust, when you get on a plane, you don't strain when you hear the plane fighting against gravity, because you understand in order for the plane to violate the law of gravity, there has to be a greater law, the law of lift and thrust, which is supported by those engines on the wings. Without those engines, that plane ain't going nowhere, because God created the law of gravity. But then he gave man the ability. Oh, Holy Ghost, help me slow down. I just want to, don't get me started. Now, don't y'all try to make me preach. Just let me go on. But then he gave man the ability to create another law that will supersede his law as long as that law is in effect. The law of holiness was that we were going to hell because we did not live lives that pleased God. But he superseded that law by sending the law of grace and mercy from his kingdom that says, regardless of what you've done, I'm adopting you into my family. And now whatever you were in that kingdom is no longer relevant. Fly with me. For those of you who understand flight, you also realize that even with the law of lift and thrust, you run into turbulence. Now, all turbulence is a meteorological issue. It's the warm air from the ground colliding with the cold air from the top. And when the two collide, you get a little turbulence. That's like the fire of God in you colliding with the meanness of the devil. That means you get a little bit of turbulence in your life because the devil is trying to stop and put out the fire in you. So he hits you with some coldness, cold people, cold situations, cold attitudes. But I'm saying exercise the law of the kingdom and keep your praise up. Praise is the fuel for the law of lift and thrust. Where is the fuel for the engine? In the wing. Y'all hearing me? It's in the wing. Where is your praise? Lift your holy hands. Throw your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care. How does this kingdom work? It doesn't work by sight. I see a chair there, but there's one over there. But I don't see it over there. So how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall he preach without unless he's sent? So I'm sent by God. So if I tell you there's a chair here, and if you believe it because I said it, there's a chair here. Because that's how God works the kingdom. The kingdom works by you believing his servants. Just like you believe the people out in the world, you believe his servant. Here's what the devil does. He tries to get you to put down the servant of God. He tries to get you to minimize the servant of God. But you need to understand that the servant of God is a favor for you. Until you come to the place where you can navigate this kingdom by yourself, you're always going to need somebody. Glory to God. Watch this. Watch this. You driving around some neighborhood, right? And when you're lost, particularly in our neighborhood, when you get lost, you get a bit of anxiety, don't you? Because you don't know where you are. You know, unless you're in your own neighborhood, but if you're driving around somebody else's neighborhood, you get a little bit of anxiety because you don't know where you are. But once you lose your pride, you'll call somebody over and say, can you tell me how to get to so-and-so? And they'll tell you, oh, sure, no problem. Why are they telling you no problem? Because they live there. You ever run into some saints when you going through hell's kitchen and they treat it like you ain't going through nothing? It's because they live in the kingdom and they know that what you're going through is not to be compared to the glory that's about to come out of you. So they'll look at it and you want them to be all excited and upset, and they won't get upset because they know that the God who brought you in is the God who's bringing you out. Now you go ahead and give him a hand clap because you need to celebrate. Now watch, when they give you direction, your anxiety dissipates. Because now you know where you're going. Most of our anxiety comes when we don't know the will of God. But now you've got the Holy Spirit living in you who touches and energizes somebody in your realm to tell you what you need to hear. So you better be careful who you let in your life. And when the right people are in your life and tell you something from God, you bank on it. This kingdom, that kingdom's based on sight. That kingdom's based on sight. This kingdom's based on communication. That kingdom's based on what I can see. This kingdom is based on what I say. The reason we don't talk much in that kingdom is because we see everything. But over here, you got to communicate. You got to talk. You got to encourage one another. You got to exhort one another. You got to speak it to God. You have to say it out of your mouth. Why? Because this kingdom works on words. Ain't no texting in this kingdom. You got to talk over here. Jesus didn't say you'll have whatever you text. He says you'll have what you say. Go on, say something to somebody. I know some of you reaching for your phone. No. Say something to somebody. You ever notice you might be sitting next to a stubborn person? I just said say something. People still sitting there. They didn't say nothing to you. That's because they demonized. You got to be next to somebody who got a word for you today that came in and God sent them in here. I don't care what it is. God let you just say something to somebody. All's going to be well. It is well. I don't care. That's how this kingdom works. If you sitting next to a cute person, get up and come sit down here next to Marcy. Move your seat. Get next to somebody that's got a word in their mouth. Come grab one of these prophets.
You don't want to leave church empty like you came in. You need a word. You don't need another big shot. You don't need a fantastic preacher. You need a word from that kingdom. Somebody came in here needing a word and didn't get it. You need a word. What's the sense in coming if you're not going to get a word? And then act on what you hear. When I was a boy, I went to the Uptown to see the Delphonics. And they were singing, "La, la, 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 la means I love you." And I sat there with my buddies watching, and they were just watching. But I was watching and observing and taking it in. And when I lived in our home down there on Susquehanna Avenue, we had a big mirror, a floor-to-ceiling mirror that was right where the living room began. But it was on the hallway wall. So everybody would primp when they came down the steps at that mirror. You know, my cousins and my girl cousins and everybody, my sister, brother, everybody, they would get dressed upstairs, come down and primp in front of that mirror. But I didn't primp in front of the mirror. I auditioned in front of the mirror. In front of that mirror, I was the Delphonics, James Brown, the Temptations, the Four Tops, Smokey and the Miracles. I was even the Supremes. Because in that mirror, I would rehearse what I saw at the Uptown. So I was standing in front of the mirror, and I don't wear a diamond ring. I was doing it up. I was doing it in front of that mirror. You shouldn't leave church and not practice what you hear. You got to tell the devil, "I heard I'm healed. I'm walking out of here. I'm going to practice my healing." Listen, sit down. This kingdom is limited by what you see. That's a chair. It's a maroon chair. It has steel gray legs. It's a chair. That's it. But in this kingdom, I know there's a chair because God told the man of God to tell me there's a chair. But he didn't tell me what kind of chair it was. I said, "Preacher, why is that necessary?" When Moses said to God, "The people are going to ask your name," he said, "Tell me what I should tell them." He said, "Just tell them I am." I said, "Wait a minute, God, that ain't enough." "No, my name's not enough, but I'm enough." I said, "Well, what does I am mean? Whatever you need. If you sick, I am your healer. If you broke, I'm your provider. I'm not going to limit it to one thing. I'm whatever you need me to be." So some of you are depressed. You just need him to be your joy giver. And you say, "How do I get joy?" Leap for it. Dance till you get it. You're not running for presidential office. Dance anyway.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
09116P.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church. A place where miracles still happen.
Bethel Deliverance International Church is now live streaming. Tune in and experience live worship with us through the Bethel app, Facebook, and BethelDeliverance.org. It's all happening Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Your worship experience is just one click away.